You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What's his type like?
Does she have a vagina? Well, that's my type. But yo, it's your main man Jay Rick here, dude with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh, aka the first one.
Yo, man, fuck that Hennessy. Niggas ain't got no money. My wallet said, gotta admit, nigga, go on get that cheap ass bourbon you always get.
It's all good. I ain't got it.
But my head said, dog, my mind said, bro, go on get just that little Hennessy, that Jim Beam, bro. Whatever the case may be, bro. My shit wasn't really working. Fuck with me.
Hey, I got some of that ENJ ever to offset it, so it's cool.
Oh, yeah, Josh, man, Josh coming up with this damn ENJ. Y'all boys do me a favor, chill out and listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
All right. Watch out now. You whack
motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Kickback Podcast. It's your boy, Jay Red. All day, every day, we got Josh Boshua Jackson Jr., the motherfucking third world's greatest host. How you feeling, Josh?
I'm feeling good, man. Feeling blessed and highly favored. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Josh, man, we don't normally have this shit, but we got a motherfucking star in the building, fam.
Hey, I'm a star, duh. I ain't creeping in there, bro. You gotta put that in there.
We got Jesse motherfucking star in the building. Jesse, how you feeling out there, bro?
Man. ENJ, yeah, ENJ ain't no hoe, man. I'm fuck with it. Tell my snap. I mean,
just got a little something. Drink. Yo, yo, what it's Kickback Podcast.
What up with it?
All that going on.
I'm black as fuck. You can't even see me.
You blend into the wall. But yeah, man. Jess, we got Jess in the building, man. We trying to get Jess for a little minute. If y'all ain't know, man, Jess came. Jesse, I gotta ask you, bro. Like, you a straight up artist, right? In the barber field, right?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be real.
You fucking up, nigga. Oh,
everything.
He said, I ain't gonna lie, I be fucking nigga.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I'm cold with them clues.
Yeah.
But see, I ain't gonna lie. You know, when you come from the hood, you just learn how to do every fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, shit, I ain't gonna lie.
And one of them things is cutting hair.
A little bit of everything, bro. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, to get a bankroll, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Already.
So, how long you been cutting hair, Jesse?
Right now, I'm gonna say I've been in about 6 years now.
For real, I mean, you cut my hair a long time ago, but you was cutting too far.
I was cutting. After I was 18.
Yeah, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
that was my first barber mistake.
I appreciate the
location. Everything.
Like, it was far as shit.
All the way out there. That shot was cold as a motherfucker though, man. It was just shit.
Where you cut it now?
I'm on the North Side Drive. We'll go down it.
Oh yeah.
What about Lele?
I'm on North Side Drive, Jason Lane Street. Attraction.
Yeah.
Right next door to O'Reilly, we call it Jason, but it's Star Cuts on the low. You know what I mean?
That's what you gotta do, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Take over.
Yeah, bro, that's what you gotta do, bro. Like a lot of these, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these niggas, like, you know, like my brother do the entrepreneur shit. He do the video and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you really just gotta go out there and just brand yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
like,
yeah, fuck with the
right
people.
Yeah, you gotta take over this shit yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I fuck with the Star Cuts. You know what I'm saying? I saw y'all niggas.
I might have to fuck with you, man. You see, man, I got the tape in the line of the table.
You get that muscle right. You gonna come back. There
I
go.
And you don't be like on some, got an appointment at 5 or 3. Like, I've been here, I'm here 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, like.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I love the money, so I gotta keep the business going good.
You get him in,
I'm trying to do it how it need to be done so it can be convenience everybody.
Cause just ain't gonna lie, bro. I done went to some barber, they were like, y'all got an appointment. You know what I'm saying? It would be like, I've been sitting there 12 hours.
Let me check you something. It's different stuff with different folks. Now, some niggas like getting money, some don't.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're trying to get some money, you need to be trying to work around these people's schedule. They the one getting it to you.
Oh, well, even the customer, like, some niggas just enjoy the goddamn barbershop.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, that just happy. I ain't gonna lie, man, that barbershop is serious.
Yeah, because, like, nigga get lost in there, bitch. I've been here for 4 hours.
It goes down, because you just gotta think,
shit, did I eat today? I've been at the damn barbershop.
Long days, and all these niggas talking about the same thing you been going through.
Yeah. I mean, then niggas talking about the same shit anyway, like, the day after the Super Bowl, you be like, oh, everybody talking about the
Super Bowl. I'm going to tell y'all what they really been talking about lately, though. Niggas been in their feelings, man. They been letting these hoes little bow wow them. That's why I ain't got no girls.
Stop.
But these hoes been little bow wowing these niggas, man. I ain't with that shit.
What you mean by that? Look, what little bow wow?
Treating them like some little hoes?
Yeah.
Like they some little boys? Y'all know bow wow with the braids?
Yeah.
That's these niggas on guard. Harlem shaking and shit. Go dance. I feel bad for these niggas. I be trying to tell them.
We gonna get into that, you know what I'm saying? We know about these females. But before you came over, like, you said you just left the studio. We ain't trying to put your business out there. But you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? You are a rapper. So, you know, just tell us about you.
Barber/rapper.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I ain't gonna lie, I just really love music. Like, that's the only way I can express myself. Cause, like, I just ain't no, I'm a people person, but, like, as far as, like, expressing, like, how I feel, I can't really say it. Like, I'm a Texan nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't really just good at talking on the phone, but I got a lot of hoes. It's weird. And I'm good with the words, though. You feel me? Like, I can. So, I just use the music, you know what I'm saying, to express myself.
So it's known that you do have a lot of hoes, you saying? Like,
I mean, nah, I ain't got no hoes.
But you single though.
I'm single as hell. Yeah,
but you know, I saw a bomb ass quote the other day. I'm single too, and I be feeling like I got a little juice. But yeah. I seen a bomb ass quote on Twitter. It was being single cool as fuck. So ain't nobody. So ain't nobody around.
I ain't lying. I'm gonna be real. You will get in your feelings on that single shit.
Drinking.
Man, you'll get to call him big business, all type of shit that wants somebody. That shit gets serious, but you know you gotta hold it down, bro.
You gotta hold it, boy. Temptation of motherfucker, boy.
Man, that's when you been drinking and shit. Liquor.
So, man, just you the man of many. You got him.
Man of many times.
I rap.
Clap my condos and all.
I ain't gonna lie, it's real. It's so crazy.
Y'all was insurance.
You said insurance too? That shit the other day. She was like, man, whatever I ask you, like, you can get it. And I'm like,
just say insurance.
Whatever motherfucker need, I know somebody. They got
Where I get a pit bull puppy from?
Me? I started a dog breeding business too. No, I'm finna be breeding them bullies. So I'm gonna have some fire for you at the end of the year.
Just where I get some fried chicken from, it's not like
some fried chicken. My boy Pinky, he work at Joe's Diner, man. He cold that thing, man. Ooh, Northside Lee too.
Yeah.
He be setting them place out.
Where you be going out here in these streets?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I be out the fucking way.
Yeah, I do too, man. These niggas be dying out here, bro.
Niggas get shot the fuck up.
So you got to stay your ass out the way if you trying to be 50, 60, 70.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Trying to be out of shit.
Yeah, man, get your money.
The worst thing, like, it's, you know, the gas station. You stay over here, so you know. This gas station right here, it always be lit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, what are you talking about?
I go to the right other here. Side. Like, I don't fuck with them. Yeah,
by the liquor store.
Well, that bitch look like you're going to get wild in that bitch.
Hey, they be a bunch of bomb ass niggas and niggas.
Bro, I just left that bitch, bro. And like, you just
said. You don't be paranoid?
I do, but
I'll be paranoid.
I'm from Jackson. Yeah. I ain't scared of it.
Like, I'll be paranoid because it be some sketchy niggas out there. But I don't be paranoid because I be like, these niggas want some money.
I feel that, but y'all got to realize, dude, if your ass paranoid, be smart.
Yeah.
Fuck that, because I ain't gonna lie, I don't even go to gas station like that and shit no more, bro.
For real?
Anything happen? What am I doing?
I hate that shit.
When you on the news, like, say you on the news and you get fucked up here.
Yeah.
What your mama gonna be like?
What the fuck?
Hell nah, not me. I'm gonna be at a gas
station. Hey, that's the first
thing. Regular gas station.
Like, what the fuck you doing at the gas station?
But this gas station, though.
But these niggas be at the laundromat. It'd be like, nobody in the laundromat. Nobody watching clothes. Like, these niggas got me. They got me selling dope.
I'd be like, what the fuck? A liquor store, you gotta walk down the steps. You gotta walk downstairs.
Yeah. But I just left it. Hell nah. And like, it was you talking about getting your fixed. 50s and 60s and shit. Yeah. And like, it was a nigga out there. Like, I know he was in his 40s. Just wild. All outside. Yeah, I fuck a bitch. Nut on a titty.
Where he was in front of that liquor store.
Yeah, he was in front of the gas station. Like, walking. I had
all in the community. They hit that little.
They know
track.
Each other.
They hit that little sprint right there. That's all they do every day. Liquor store, gas station.
Laundry, man. And the car wash over there.
They ain't go wash the car.
Man, these niggas got it sold up over
That's
there.
That's sad.
Like, when I ride past, I'm like, I ain't just trying to get the
Hell no,
nah,
I ain't got no dollar for them.
It be the same niggas, though.
Begging?
Like, shit.
Fuck out my damn.
Okay. Like, someday with that bullshit, though.
Beat them. Can I get a dollar? Okay.
Hey, one time this nigga had a knife.
Oh, shit.
But he wasn't like flexing nothing. I had got the car. He was like sitting on like the damn cardboard. He was like,
doing tricks.
Hey, cool. You got 50 cents? Hell yeah, I got 50 cents. You better cut me. Nigga, yeah, bitch said, nigga. Like, I tell you, that's a good way to get some money out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bargaining. Like, I mean, I just noticed, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw the knife, I was like, this nigga, you know, I got a little knife. And he gave me some money. Like, yeah, yeah, I got this shit, nigga, whatever you like.
Hey, y'all want to know something crazy, though? Like, I wouldn't know no ill nigga shit when I was younger, but I got suspended from school. Cause I brought a pocket knife to school.
That like, shit seed though.
Like a pocket knife? Knife?
Yeah. Like I didn't know. Like
a pocket, I already know.
You know, pocket knife. It had like the little corkscrew, scissors.
And, I mean, it's a pocket knife for a reason. Cause the blade is like can't penetrate shit.
We a nigga.
Yeah.
Any weapon.
Yeah.
We fucked up.
Yeah. You fucked up,
Josh. I did. I got an ass whooping.
You black?
How old you was?
I was like probably 8 or 9. It's a fucking pocket knife.
You dark skin. They should get it, y'all, bro.
You I didn't see it. You shit. Was showing it off.
It's a fucking pocket. Like, I'm, you nine. Like, I'll check out the pocket knife. Yeah, like, you know, like, I don't know. Nigga putting out that game, boy.
Seen that bitch flipped out. Oh, my God. He has a knife.
They got a pocket knife.
A black nigga with a knife.
I don't want y'all to think I'm sketchy. It's just like, I don't know.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with you having a damn mind. Okay.
But hey, yeah, hey man, Jesse, who some of the artists you listen to in Jackson besides your squad?
I mean, it's a whole. I'm gonna be real. I fuck with music real tough, man.
Talk to the microphone.
My bad. I fuck with Ben Lyon out south. He going hard right now. Lonnie going hard, of course.
Yeah.
This dude named Jaquen. Queen, he going hard. Jack cool Queen. KM.
Yeah.
Cool KM going hard. DJ Dream, every time he drop a mixtape, I just go download that off top. Yeah. He going to have everything, you know what I'm saying?
So, just
pretty much, I'm going to be real. Everybody that's jamming, I'm on them. I be on them. You know what I'm saying? See, I do music, so I ain't no hating that nigga, man. You jamming.
Yeah. It's
Cadillac Pack.
Oh, yeah.
Get the society. You know what I'm saying?
We had Cadillac on before nigga. You.
Oh, yeah, I seen it. Yeah. That's why I was like, shit, you know how it go.
Cadillac and rap.
Yeah. He's light skinned, though, bro. See, I don't fuck with him because he be taking my bitches. I don't like that. I don't like that, bro. Yeah. But you know, that's my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? If he can get a fuck it.
Yeah. Shout out my guy, Cadillac Pat.
Shout out my guy, man.
So, man, let me ask you, is Team No Pressure, is that a collab or is it a group thing?
Y'all no parties?
Nah, we see, this is how the shit go. You feel me? I was a promoter back in the day.
For who?
That was what I was on. I really was like Flintwood. See, it was an organization way back in the gap.
In Murrah.
That's where it started it. You know what I'm saying? And
shout out to whole Flintwood.
Shout out to that man. That man like, city on smash, bro. But yeah, you know
I heard
saying?
About this shit back in the
Flintwood SOD.
That's how a nigga really came up. You know what I'm saying? Flintwood came about and then it was on some shit like we had a partner named Chris Armour, he end up dying.
R.I.P. Chris Armour.
R.I.P. Chris.
First things first.
And that's really like, see, people thought like Flintwood was for Chris. I mean, it was, Chris really what brought everybody together.
But you were like slick the leader of that shit, though.
Hell yeah.
I mean, just as far as just like being at Merle and seeing niggas, you know what I'm saying?
And like, I ain't gonna lie, it was so crazy. That's when I realized, see, this is the game now, bro. Like back then, I feel like the game was real. You feel me? Like now. It ain't real no more, cause like
it's
you
get on from.
Y'all need some more everything.
You know, my nigga said, I need
like, but like this, like now, y'all ain't noticed how everything just turned to like social media. Like you could be a fake ass nigga now and be popping like a month. Like I don't really like it. Like I disagree with it, bro. Yeah. Like today's
look at I ain't trying to take no shots, but I mean, look at our president. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about that before the show.
Fucked up, man. Cause I just feel like social media shouldn't be that fucking powerful.
I mean,
like, it shouldn't be that many dumb motherfuckers out here. Like, see,
this how I think social media where it all manifested from. Like, I mean, it's like a diary, basically. Like, you have the. I mean, like it's a platform where you can, you know, like how you say, you know, express yourself with your music. Like some people, shit, they express themselves with words via Twitter, with pictures, or via whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like I think it's cool in that aspect that you know people can voice their opinion.
And you gotta acknowledge what makes social media powerful.
Yeah, like people. I mean,
exactly.
Niggas though.
Yeah.
White people don't.
You don't have to address. You don't have to address these.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
But you don't have to address none of that shit on social media. Because this how the shit got. Today I tweeted out, well, yesterday I tweeted out, y'all niggas still pay full price for
health insurance.
Health insurance. Can't re- nah, I'm talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is not real.
Y'all know me, motherfucker, don't got health insurance?
Yeah.
See? Nigga, I went to the eye doctor today and they were like, that, nah, I got insurance. But they was like, copay? I was like, hell nah, I got insurance. I was like, no way.
Like, I got right
here. Well, that shit.
But yeah, though, like.
But social media only gives power to, you know what I'm saying? Though, I mean, you
can weak minded.
Yeah, I mean, you choose. Weak-minded. You know what I'm saying? If you living in a villa in Puerto Rico, you don't give a fuck about what they gotta say about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. But if you like chilling in Mississippi, you like, oh shit, what Trump say? You know what I'm saying? Like, you all ears. You know what I'm saying?
People in power words.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, see, look, I'm a house monkey now, so I just be chilling. So I don't get
And people think that's a bad thing.
Hell nah, when you get old as fuck, what you
bro,
do?
Bro, I had people tell me, like, all right, I'm chilling the house. Bro, all you do is chill the house. Like, bro,
they childish.
I
when you get a house and pay that fucking rent, why not be there?
I pay
too much to be there.
I don't know for the next week. Being in my house.
Damn right. All them light bills and money orders and shit. I'm finna be there. Hell. Y'all ain't got nowhere to go. You gotta think who asked you that. They don't wanna be at their mama house. Mama been getting on my nerves all day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, that's like one of them hate love situations when I feel out that money order.
I'm gonna be real, y'all.
God damn.
Every fucking first of the month. Because I just feel like that's the waste, stupid. Like, you get them folks all that money.
Mm-hmm. It's like my
piece of paper.
It's like my fucking hand be fidgeting or something. Like, I be like.
And that piece of paper means so fucking much, though.
But then when you don't pay it.
You fucked up.
I mean, when you late on it, you be stressing and man.
You don't get it.
You ever left your rent?
I mean, I do that shit. I pay my shit on the fifth. That's
my number. That's the land. Niggas wait for the land.
Like, real talk. But I just feel like I deserve that shit. Like, I deserve to keep this money in my fucking pocket.
I might flip that.
I want to inconvenience y'all, motherfucker.
I might flip that shit. Yeah. Know what I would do with this.
Mom, would they be like, you know what I'm saying? But see, my apartment, my shit's so messy over there at Bellhaven.
Yeah.
They going to bury the fuck out of here. They gon' Bellhaven Reposition. They gon' put them notes on your motherfucking dough. They gon' let you know.
With the decorative notes.
I'm gonna Bellhaven too. The motherfucker hit me with the motherfucking grill notice.
They don't play.
They're like, your grill need to be 10 feet away from your house.
Bro, what? Come on. They don't, you know who be snitching on you?
Who?
Them punk ass maintenance man if you think cool.
Stop.
Man, you think the motherfucker cool if you want to.
Snitching on your ass.
Man, I used to blow hella dope.
To the office.
I used to blow hella dope in my apartment.
But see, they don't be telling about the weed and shit, but like anything else, they snitching. Now, why you going? How they know about my grill?
How I look in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he got it.
They snitched on my dog. The nigga told me, oh, your dog's so pretty, man.
You put
and I get a notice the next day. I'm like, what the fuck?
You have a dog, can't it?
You can, but shit, you know, I had a pit bull. So, you know, I had to pay a little extra. Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Bro, they snitched on my
I know it was you, like, nigga.
Man, okay. But back to Team No Pressure.
Yeah, back to this shit. My bad. Let's go.
Basically just, you know what I'm saying.
Team like, No Pressure, it's like, put it like this.
How many people is it?
It's four people.
Four people.
Four people. Me, my brother, my partner Steve, my other partner Pirates. You know what I'm saying? That's Team No Pressure.
And they all live here?
Yeah, everybody stay here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But like, Team No Pressure, and we done transformed. Now we call ourselves GNC, which is the Good Nigga Clique.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Really? Y'all ain't selling herbal remedies and shit.
We're clicking.
You know, nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, that was, see that? Yeah. They followed us on Instagram the other day.
Yeah, see?
But see, think about like life like being a good ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't too many of them out there. So we try to practice like being positive and good niggas.
Now, I want to say, y'all biggest record was the joint that's jamming, was the. I'm in love with a stripper. I don't say that y'all biggest. So
I ain't gonna lie, that was it.
Yo, that shit pretty jamming. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit is.
But it's so crazy because we got a song called Side Chick, and that bitch did more numbers than Fell in Love with a Stripper.
For real,
that shit crazy.
People can relate to that.
That bitch did like 20,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Fell in Love with a Stripper did like 9,000.
But see, this is my take on the whole Jackson. You familiar with Jackson Hip Hop Awards?
Hell yeah.
So this is my take on the whole Jackson Hip Hop Awards. You can have a song like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with a stripper and like, but they really more focused on like, I guess like artists.
Popularity.
Popularity. I mean, but more focused on like a artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That can do it. So when you got a song like that, and don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. that shit is one of the best shits I ever heard. Come out of Jackson. it reminds me of Luck. You know what I'm saying? So like Luck is one of the pinnacles of Jackson, right?
See, I ain't gonna lie, you touching my soul over there, man. You talking some good
shit. So you got Luck is like, you know, nigga better get they bitches, you know, all this shit. Like it's good ass shit. From Jack, you know, from Jackson. So when you got I fell in love with this script. I don't know how to go. Cali something, something in my jizz, you know, something.
Painted
in
the bird. Come let me paint you a picture.
That shit jamming like a motherfucker. See, you know what I'm saying?
You but, a real nigga, you gotta fuck with.
Yeah, but I mean, but niggas is, you know what I'm saying, not aware. But
you
know, like at the same time, like how do you feel like that came about, or just like do you think could you have done it without Team No Pressure?
I mean, I'm gonna be real, bro. I'm gonna be real. Can't nobody do nothing without nobody.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Nobody needs nobody.
I mean, that's some bullshit because everybody kissing somebody's ass somewhere, some form of face.
Yeah, that's
true. Now, you probably don't want to, but your boss, if you got a job, you got to kiss your boss's ass.
Yeah.
Me, I cut her. I ain't got to kiss my client's ass, but shit,
you
I got to fuck
with
her.
You got to kiss her ass.
Got to kiss her ass hard. Yeah. If you got a girlfriend, you got to kiss her ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just life.
I thought it was a great song, though, bro. Like,
appreciate that, bro.
I mean, like, at a point.
That's how I feel about it, though. Everything real and good, they going to always prevail.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
So who fell in love with the stripper?
All of us.
Y'all fell in love with the same bitch?
Nah, it was a different stripper. But see, we had left the strip club one day and my boy Bun Bun, Pyrex, he was just like, man, I fucking love strippers.
Yeah.
And all of us had a whole conversation fucked up.
Like real shit.
On the way home. So we think about strippers and regular bitches.
Josh, you got the spliff?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm like, shit, man. I love them motherfuckers too, bro. They wait. I think strippers better than regular women. Like, people gonna judge me by that.
This is what I want to show you. Keep going.
They gonna judge me by that, but I think so, because they so fun. And they hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some fucking tricks that they will put on
your
ass.
You sound like motherfucking the spokesperson for
that strippers. Shit fear, man. Now you got a regular bitch, though. They can't fuck.
I mean, you probably don't know her, but you know, see that?
Hell yeah.
I don't got that bitch fried.
Let me see.
Ass so fat. See, that type shit right there just make me ask.
No, you like, I fell in love with a stripper.
Kelly doping my sister.
Hey, bro, I swear to God.
I'm going to tell y'all my favorite part on the song. It's like, them jeans, painting a little baby. Come let me paint you a picture.
Yeah.
Man, come on.
So you did the hook, right?
Nah, my boy Pirate did the hook.
Oh, you did the verse.
Yup, I did. Everybody got verses on us. See, Tino Pressure, we so cold. Not on no cocky shit, but like, we make music.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We got niggas singing, got niggas rapping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different. Cause that's what I feel like. See, now I feel like this generation right here is so fucked up. Everybody trying to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? See, that's what
yourself.
I think. Yes! See, that's what I think wrong with shit right now. Y'all see all this killing and all this hating shit.
I just fell in love with strippers. Be yourself.
Be a normal nigga, because I feel like I'd rather do a show in the Coliseum than in the fucking nightclub any day, bro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When you thugging and shit.
You can't knock the nightclub.
No. I don't knock that
whatever
shit.
Route.
Yeah.
I respect every route. But listen, the type of music you make is the type of shows you going to have.
Yeah.
If you a nightclub music ass nigga,
yeah.
You going to be doing nightclub
night
around the world.
Nightlife, shorty.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Now you got banging ass music. Drake.
Yeah.
Tory Lanez.
Well, I only put it in that perspective. You can put it as
2 Chainz.
Silas don't do no nightlife.
And I fuck with him.
Silas do some damn dueling halls.
That's who winning right now, y'all. Like, that's who winning, the different people, bro. But, y'all gonna win. Y'all winning.
Yeah.
That different shit. I'm gonna tell you why. Niggas not doing this type shit. Like, this what we doing right now.
Yeah.
Y'all, wherever we at right now, we probably be in the fucking bedroom, wherever the fuck we at. But listen, on my life, this shit gonna turn into a motherfucking corporate office. Because the weird shit winning and the different shit winning. This hustle right here is different.
I mean, but just like I heard today from a rap player, like, for every your little Yachty, it's a Big Sean. You know
damn
what I mean?
Right.
Like, it balances out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't
but like, listen, though. ain't trying to cuss you out. Red, we be play arguing and shit, but like this nigga swear up a guy up and down like he don't like Big Sean. And Big I was Sean like, and then
he don't
like,
be snapping at you though. But yeah. Like, you just don't like his delivery because he from up north.
Nah, he was like he don't like Big Sean. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he always say the PC thing. Like, it's
okay,
like,
so Big Sean flow go like, how dare you just for me and not respect my authority? I was coming in his shorty. I don't really fuck that the shit. Whole.
Who you fuck with? I want to know who your favorite artist is, like right now.
Right now, it's gonna be like Crit. It's gonna be Crizzle. I mean, fuck with Crit. It's gonna be Migos.
That's what you want.
T-shirt, Mama to Toe. Me. Like, nigga, that shit. Damn.
I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with them boys because I ain't gonna lie. They changed the motherfucking game.
Yeah, y'all know, like, I'm glad we talked about this, but we could get into the show, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm so glad y'all talk about who popping right now, because, like, I feel like I got a good ass ear to the streets. Mm. And it's a couple motherfuckers.
The key to the streets.
It's a couple motherfuckers that I fucking with.
Oh, but before you get to that, Jesse.
What's up? Look at this nigga.
I got one more thing on this. I mean, it was all finished. he been to the show.
I love this shit. Jesse, I never did
it. One thing I wanted to bring to attention was, like, yo, we got to get these live performances, dog. I don't know if you do live performances. Mm. Or I don't know.
We need
you
some visuals,
huh?
Visuals.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, well, from you and the team, no pressure. You know what I'm saying. Like, this is one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to get you in here, and maybe not because I wanted to ask you about high school shit. You know what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying. But at the same time, it's just like, yo, man, I want to see more live performances. By team, no pressure.
I
want to
fuck
Jesse.
The team, no pressure.
Because check this out.
I'm gonna get y'all boy right. I promise.
So you got Silas, right? Shout out to my nigga Silas.
Yeah, really good nigga.
Love Silas music. But Silas do 8 shows a year.
Damn right.
I see the show. I'm not finna go and see Kevin Hart perform What Now?
You ain't never seen
twice.
Him before.
I mean, nah, I'm not going to see him perform it twice.
Yeah.
I saw him in Houston. Oh, I'm going to go to Atlanta and see it again. Yeah. Like, nah. Like,
that's right.
I saw him once at Hallie Miles. Mm-hmm. I'm good off. I mean, it's great, but I'm saying, like, yo, I don't
I done seen him before.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I want to see more.
Tina Press.
Yeah. Live performances. I come. Like, you can ask anybody. Like, I go to the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you know. You thought about fucking with Fondra? I'll be
down there.
It ain't got to be outbeat. It could be a fucking nightlife. You know what I'm saying?
Check this. Fondra cool, though.
I fuck with all that, but see, I just feel like me and like how we be coming, I be having to be, see, I'm the one with the sense.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's funny, because it's just like me, and then it's like my people. Mm-hmm. My people like the gorillas and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I am the nigga with the sense, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
it
I gotta
all,
go.
It would be like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, though, because... You know what I'm saying? Everybody's straight now. Like, now, back then, everybody was thinking about selling dope and trying to get some damn
but
money.
But now everybody like
now everybody positive. You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy from that. Yeah. Everybody thinking about we on music. You know what I'm saying? Making some money and chilling, staying out the way. You know what I'm saying? That's the game.
That's sure. Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to see more, you know what I'm saying? Like, live. I go to live shit. You know
I'm gonna show you. I
we step
show.
Out.
I
we,
got you.
Me and my niggas, we like Nicolette. We step out for live shit. We like, yo,
I fuck with Nicolette.
Son got a show. We finna go. You know, we just give us something to do. You
see,
know
I ain't gonna lie. That's why y'all people listen. Y'all gonna win. Them type of people. What's your sign?
Sign. Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah.
You like Dream. Y'all the total opposite.
I mean, what shit? I mean, this.
That's crazy.
It's what I do. Like, shit.
I'm a cancer. What that mean?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Get on them signs. That shit serious, man. you can break a bitch down so quick. Real talk. Just ask her a sign. And if you already looked all that shit up, bro, you know how to get her.
Yeah.
I'm telling the world of the game. Nah. Real shit. That shit serious, bro. I swear to God, it's weird and crazy.
I feel you, though, because, like, before we get to the show, like, I used to fuck with this Scorpio chick. Yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying, before I got in there, mm-hmm. I ain't know that, like, she like, send out little subtle hints because she was a low key a freak. You know, they say about Scorpio women that they love
freaky.
Sex. Yeah, so she like, you know, when you first get in there, you know what I'm saying? Shit bounce top. I got a big ass forehead. Shit bounce out my head. So, but like, I'll be like, oh, did that bitch want something I did? Like, you know what I'm saying?
And nah, then, you didn't know me paying attention. That wasn't a bitch. Like, man, fuck this
but
shit.
But when I broke this shit down, like with the sign shit, Like, I realized, like, damn, like.
She was really trying to give me some pussy.
Nah, I mean, I hit, but it was just like, it took me longer than I.
But it's fall to.
Yeah, because it was cause like. You were just
missing it.
Yeah, like.
It happened to me before.
Oh, God. Nigga, I did out there.
You know, you blow that bitch that couple times, it might kind of be kind of old.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, when I was in high school, bro, I kind of missed that off the vagina, bro. Like, not just on, just like, oh no, just.
Probably
no.
Being too cool.
I mean, nah,
you
know, bro.
They're probably trying to give you some pussy, but you ignore it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, like.
Nigga, like, I read your old Facebook message.
That shit
like,
crazy.
Nigga, when I was sick, I was missing pussy because, like, I ignored what this bitch said. Like, it was so stupid. Like, I say, like, hey, what you doing? The girl be like.
In the bathtub in the, naked.
Like, and then I'll be like,
oh, anyway.
Fuck that shit. Like, I just say some stupid shit. Like, it'll be like. So you going to the basketball? This bitch talking about
I'm in the tub naked. Man, what's
up? I'll give you a better example. We've been talking for like, you know what I'm saying? Not talking like, but on Facebook.
Yeah.
10th grade, 11th grade, you just talking on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? This bitch said.
It's lit.
She said some horny. And then right under that, she wrote again like, I meant corny. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, like.
LOL?
Huh?
She put LOL.
Yeah, you know, she knows the fuck the type. You know what I'm saying? She knows she meant. You know what I'm saying? But my dumb ass just like, oh, yeah, this shit was corny. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like, I don't know. Like,
see, you got to watch these
some
hints,
dumb
man.
Ass shit. Like, nigga, come on, nigga.
These hints mean they need some money. So they might be sneaking a hint and need some pussy, but yeah. They hand going to be right out, right when you nut. And they go like, damn.
That's a prostitute. That was 2 Chainz said, if I fuck and you ask me for money.
If she said vagina, she's a
nah, 2 Chainz said, if I fuck and you ask me for money, you a prostitute.
That's facts.
That's real shit.
Alternative facts.
Well, I guess it is what it is.
But yeah, Josh, I didn't mean to stop you from the show, but I just had to ask Jesse about the...
It's all good. I'm chilling in this bitch. This is the Kickback Podcast.
Yo, this is Kickback Podcast. So you heard the episode before, right, Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Did you fuck with it?
I be tuning y'all in, man, because look. Y'all go hard.
Yeah.
Y'all go hard. That's why I'm trying to help the movement.
Yeah. We finna get into the show. Before Red cut me out, like he always do, Stephen A. Smith.
Then what Stephen A. do cut you?
Yeah. Like they'll mitigate it gone. Like everybody like, the segment be 13 minutes. Like why Stephen A. talking 11 minutes, 23 seconds? Like nigga, shut the fuck up. But anyway, Red my nigga 100. Anyway, like y'all was talking about. Y'all were talking about, y'all were talking about
I'm finna just put that bitch over there.
The top artists in the game right now, or artists we need to look out for.
Yeah.
And the cat I been bumping, bro, like, really gonna say something.
Who talk to me? I wanna hear how it is.
Rich the Kid, bro. Rich the Kid been putting in the most work in
Rich
the game.
The work, nigga.
Hell yeah.
You got 2 live followers.
Oh,
they gonna turn up.
Rich the Kid. I fuck with Rich the Kid. I fuck with NBA YoungBoy. I'm just throwing
out. YoungBoy go. I hate they lock my nigga.
I'm just throwing out names.
Which one? Oh, the double XXX. Yeah, I seen it.
But it was
I don't know a lot of them people though.
Like I saw the list and I fuck with Hood Rich Pablo One. He got some dope ass song. And then you know like Dolph. I mean, that's core to the list. You know what I'm saying? Dolph, duh, he gonna be in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? But like. I'm just throwing out some young kids' names.
So basically, it's just a list with let's say was 30, about 30 people on it.
And 10 of them gonna get it.
Double XL freshman list. So 10 of them gonna make it on the list. I think last year they even bumped it to like, well,
it was 10.
Yeah, it was 10.
On this list though, I'm gonna be real. How many of these people y'all know?
I mean, Younger Man, Young Dolph. I listened to NBA YoungBoy for the first time because Josh be over here talking.
I know.
He go hard on.
This is what Josh say. Josh go over here and be like NBA YoungBoy, and I be like, who? He be like NBA YoungBoy. I go to work, listen to him, be like, that shit good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Josh was right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he ain't
like
even a street nigga, but you can fuck with that shit.
Yeah, that's
what I like making that type.
But see, it's to the point where I mean, I just critique the shit myself. Like he delivery, Jammy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he then got he got it on the swag.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is how I critique shit. I don't critique shit like as far.
That's why I fuck with.
I'm not critical. You know what I'm saying? I'm not critical.
Like according to this list, I do feel like Lil Lana should get a little bit more love, but as far as the people on this list who I know,
Young
I know,
and May, like
I know other guys.
She gotta be on that bitch.
I know Famous Dix. I know Black Youngster. I know Man T.Y.O. I know Dolph.
Dolph.
Young Ma.
I know her.
Shit, Rich the Kid. I know Trey Sammy.
Hold on, her name. Her name, Young Ma.
Young M.A. Young
yeah,
M.A.
What I thought it was.
Josh. I know Lucci. Everybody know Lucci. Yeah, I know Drum. Uh-huh. I know Montana 300. I know Black.
I don't know none of them niggas.
I know Hood Rich, Pablo One.
Okay, so out of the list, Josh, give me your 10 right there out of the list.
I just named 10 niggas.
Okay, give me your 10. I thought you named everybody on the list.
Hell nah. Mm.
Come on this list?
Yeah.
The niggas I just named.
Yup, I'm going to say them same people. They're probably the only ones I know. But see, man, it be so crazy how the music game is. This shit crazy, man.
I do feel like Lil Lonnie. He dope, and I feel like according to that list, he underrated or slept on. Like he should.
See, the thing about that list is
politics or something. I don't know.
All them people on that list is worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not. Like, I don't think.
Nah, it definitely worldwide.
I mean, for them to make that, like everybody, somebody everywhere, fucking.
Yeah.
Like it ain't probably ain't that many people.
Like Trill Sammy, don't even know who that is, but I'm sure he. If I go, yo, he got a million. Views
somebody know him, yo. Like he doing like. London doing
ugly guy. You, I know you. Ugly guy.
Bro, I got ugly guy through Kevin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
yeah, he put me on it.
But that nigga, like, he's not jamming to me. But
he funny.
It's pretty whimsical.
You
but
know, ugly. You heard that nigga?
Yeah.
Especially a bitch like water.
he go though.
Yeah.
It all it take one stupid ass song.
He's straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, but out of the whole list, bro, I just want to say to you, like. The shit decent, you know what I'm saying? I just hope they pick the right people. I hope they don't pick Nav and T Grizzly. Don't
stop,
know who
why
is.
You hate
nothing. I want to know who people is. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. But be honest with you, you don't know who T Grizzly is, but you know who Young M.A. is, right? You know what I'm saying?
She gonna make it because she's
exactly.
But I ain't gonna lie.
And she good. You know what I'm saying?
Where she at now? I ain't heard she from.
Yeah, I feel.
All you need is one. Look at Designer.
I mean, she probably. I ain't heard shit else from him either.
All you need is one song.
What happened to Rich Homie Quan?
I ain't gonna lie.
What happened to Rich Homie Quan?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. He gone.
Rich Homie.
Where you at,
gone.
Though? Where they at, though?
Rich Homie is like, if he puts him out like, yo, Rich Homie just dropped an album, he'd be like,
who?
And I don't understand that. Like,
when
why,
he do drop
why didn't you
tape,
do it?
That bitch better go
off.
You better have Travis Porter on
why
that bitch.
Why didn't he do
that? What the fuck happened to them?
They still go, though. Travis Porter.
They still business. Go, but they gone.
Bro, like, ain't gone. Like real shit, like, Rich Homie Quan, you could have put anything out after, you could put some out a year
he had
ago.
The, ooh, like, he
that's
that
it.
Shit.
Like, but we talking about, like, what have you done for me lately? You know what I'm saying? Like, he hasn't done
he probably
me.
Still eating
and
up
that wasn't
shit.
That good. You know what I'm saying?
He probably like, still I, eating up this shit.
Ain't no way.
Hey, we need to act, we need to like create like a Twitter poll or something and ask motherfuckers like, hey, what happened to Rich Homie Quan? Like,
yeah, what happened to Rich Homie Quan?
We need to ask
this Facebook.
Yeah, that Facebook. Dude.
Facebook. What happened to Rich Homie Quan? We want to know this right now. Shit, like Rich Homie.
I got
now.
A question for you, though.
What's up, bro?
What can I call you?
Whatever, Star, Jesse, however you want to do it.
I'm going to call you Jesse. I was going to say Star, but I know a bitch named Star.
Yeah, she probably pissed you off. All right, y'all. All
Jesse, bro.
What's up?
I got a question. Well, this is a part of the show. It's called QTNAs, and it stands for Questions That Need Answers.
There you go.
Why do all receptionists... I probably ain't saying this shit right. Cause
you
I'm,
got a charter?
Yeah. Put it on.
Cause I can't. I'm country as fuck.
Talk to me.
Why are receptionists? I can't say this word. Why receptionists always have a bad attitude?
Because why receptionists always have a bad attitude?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Do you know what a receptionist is?
Yeah, because they don't. You got to think about this. Everybody hate they. A lot of people they got to work. They don't like their job, bro.
Yeah.
But you gotta think about it, Jesse. They're receptionists. Your job is to like answering the phone and greeting people.
I mean, you gotta think about this.
You gotta be happy all the time.
You know how many people fucking call her?
So you gotta be happy all the time.
They call this motherfucker all day talking, cussing this motherfucker out. I know plenty of receptionists, bro, and I'm gonna be real. They be having to take work break. Pay leads and shit. Because they be fucking going crazy. Real talk. That shit for real. So, I mean, I hate that shit too.
And, but I ain't gonna lie to you though. But, like, I mean, the shit I be peeping, like, I'd be like, yo, bro, just answer the phone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's all they see them do. Like, your job can't be that hard. You know what I'm
think
like,
about this. A lot of them people there, sober. Huh? A lot of them sober.
I used to be fucked up there when I worked at the car or something.
Now, if I'm fucked up and high shit every day, that shit would not bother me. You can cuss me out, whatever. Yeah.
Like, you want 38 Percocets.
Yeah, you good. Like,
now, you think you a little sober motherfucker that don't do nothing. Like, you coming to work to really work. Like, you really coming to work to work. You sober as fuck. This is my job. Yeah. I'm going to take this shit serious as fuck. Mm-hmm. And this bitch call you and say, hey, bitch. My fucking cable not fucking working, bitch. Fix this shit right fucking now. And come to find out the bitch ain't even got that shit plugged in. Right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, plug the
if I'm high as fuck, get what I'm doing. But you know how shit is, man.
Yeah. But like.
So do receptions have the right to be mad? So.
Definitely. Hell yeah, man. I come with the job. Yeah. I think that I give them a lot of proper.
Yeah.
That's a hard ass job.
Bro. Yeah.
Especially nowadays. Yeah. That's a hard job.
And it don't sound like a lot of money either.
They sleeping on me.
That's like a waiter.
Yeah.
Like, damn near.
For the rest of your life.
Chill out.
Because I ain't going to lie.
If you a secretary, that's a receptionist.
Bro, if I do a chick that was like, yo, 10 years in reception, I'd be like, yo, what's next? You know, I would ask them. You know what I'm saying?
See,
like,
red always.
We can't be. I'm,
oh, well, I mean, that's good, though. I'm doing it. Exactly. Fuck with
you. Stack that cheese.
Like, I'm always pushing it.
Stack that cheese and get the fuck out that shit, man. Don't listen.
Don't stay there.
You're going to have some gray hair fucking with that shit.
Yeah, man,
real shit. Talk. Getting cussed out every day.
Do you have any questions that need answers? Real quick, just out the top of the dome. Anything.
Alright. One question it's just crazy, but like, why I just feel like niggas got to sell their soul to get on. Like you got to do something out of the ordinary or something to get on. Like, why the real niggas just can't be real?
Like, you speaking to, like, just as far as, like, niggas.
Period, like, in life.
Like, well, okay, well, so, like, to get on in Atlanta, you got to be, like, Lil Yachty. They're, like, first nigga to get on, right?
Look at him.
But, yeah, I mean, I agree. I agree completely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know why do we have to do that shit just to, like, for people to notice us?
It's even, like, around the world.
When
like,
I think of him, I just think of Hot Cheetos. So I don't know.
Like, why you got to be fake to be on, bro?
Yeah, I don't think he fake, though.
Like, the real, I'm saying, like, the real nigga, like, the nigga that worked to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Why they life be so hard?
Yeah.
Then, like, the little.
Because people don't like this shit.
That's fucked up, bro.
People don't give a fuck about the nigga who actually doing what he's supposed
to
do.
All us, 1, 2, 3.
If I see a tweet that say, yo, we got 103 black kids from Africa to eat 5 days in a row, I'm be like, ah, shit. But if I see, yo, Black China got sex tape, I'm retweeting.
I'm trying to see what that bitch with now.
I'm like, boop, retweet. I'm going to send that. So
I ain't fucked up.
I'm going to go on the negative. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the most negative shit on my timeline before I, you know what I'm saying? Not saying because that's what I'm on, but.
It's like us three.
That's right? What I go to with 4. Negative shit, I guess.
And that's crazy in the world negative. Like that.
That's but not negative. That's just.
That's some good shit.
Okay, we're not negative, but just like.
I ain't going to lie, kind of got chunky to me, though. Y'all ain't seen her lately?
Who?
China.
No pieces ain't been looking too good.
I mean, I ain't really seen it
lately. Never did for
check her gram out. Like, she ain't been putting down. The hype is.
Yeah.
It's overrated.
She hyped up.
You
bro.
See Malaya?
Nah, who is that? Chris Brown old bitch?
Nah, Malaya the fine motherfucker.
You can say that by a lot of bitches. You talking about Chris Brown.
Yeah, man, because I ain't going to lie. I just know the certain common few. I be trying to look for the little lame bitches. I don't be on the popping bitch.
I'm finna put y'all
let
on.
Let me see her ass, bro. I'm
finna
stealing.
Put y'all on Instagram game right
now. Ashley
here.
Martell, what if that's her name? I was pissed off when Erd got it. Old ass cuffed up. I'm like, man, I love this damn little white girl.
But nah,
dude.
Man, that's some real shit, dude. Like,
I don't blame him for getting her, though.
Yeah.
Bro, that's the baddest white bitch in the either. World.
Y'all don't like Coco Ice Tea wife?
No, she's fine, too.
She shitting on her.
Yeah.
She be twerking.
Yeah.
She,
Coco twerking?
No. Martell. Nigga, she throw that ass like a little black girl. She be having a bob. What type of white bitch y'all know with a bob?
Okay.
She be having, I ain't. Y'all sleep on her, dude.
Hey, you watch the new edition movie?
I ain't seen it either.
I hope you ain't seen it.
I be bullshitting.
Fuck that shit, man.
Everybody been talking about it, though.
Bro, I promise, bro. But this is my shit. I been on some. Nigga, I done grew up on New Edition. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't. It's like 88. I wasn't born yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nigga, you do this. I'm like, yo, so I don't even know who that is.
I remember Poison, though.
I mean, I remember the song, but I don't remember enough to be like, oh, shit, Bobby was doing that? I don't remember none of that.
I remember that shit. She was doing coke and shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bobby, but this shit came out in like 88.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm going to tell y'all a random fact, and it's random.
This is my Instagram crib, bro.
When I be getting nervous, like, my nose be itching. Like, that's some weird shit.
What?
I don't know what it is. Like, I've been itching. This motherfucker like been itching. Like, this shit is crazy. Hey,
I got a quiz for y'all.
I watched the motherfucker them 80,000 followers, though.
Hey, I got a quiz for y'all.
What's up with
you? Did the Patriots win or did the Falcons choke in the Super Bowl?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Won. Y'all know what's fucked up. It was 21-0.
That be the truth.
They called this motherfucker.
Let me see.
Hey, shout out to Miss Kelly Kell on Instagram.
That's just like the Atlanta Falcons. Y'all know what they just represent. That's just like a nigga. They turn up and then they spend all their money. Them niggas turned up for the first three quarters. Yeah, why? And that shit pissed me off, man, because I bet it on the
What pissed you off about it?
How them nigga gave up?
Yeah.
Ain't no Tom Brady good. He ain't that motherfucking good.
But it was 21-0.
How the fuck did you score?
He got to be some type of
game. But I ain't going to lie. Did y'all really just watch that game?
Yeah, I watched it from the beginning.
Them niggas were beating their ass, man.
They were
blitzing Tom Brady the whole first three quarters, bro. Like, that shit was amazing. It surprised me because I ain't never seen Tom Brady fucking play like that. So I was like, damn, man, they over here. This nigga garbage now. I'm calling nigga talking shit.
I told y'all
this old ass nigga.
I said, ain't no patch fan of my time.
Man, that fourth quarter
thinking
came
face.
Around.
You know,
but
look. Face, be like, emoji. Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell y'all about wisdom, bro. Yeah. Come, I called my daddy. I said, "Daddy, fuck Tom Brady. I'm finna bet against that nigga." My daddy said, "Don't do that dumb ass shit."
Daddy, Tom Brady gonna win.
You know what my daddy told me after the game? He called me. He said, "Now look, I looked at this shit." He said, "Now did you see the Patriots coach?" I said, "Yeah, I'm peeping at his punk ass. Fuck that nigga." He was like, "Yeah." Was he panicking? I was like, "Nah." He like, yeah, you see how he was writing all them motherfucking notes down? Woo-da-woo-da-woo-da-woo-da-woo-da-woo.
Come back halftime.
I said, yeah. He said, now you see in fourth quarter, when he ain't had to say shit, all he had to do was sit over there and let Tom Brady do his motherfucking thing. I said, yeah. He said, he won that game. I said, man, you right.
Okay.
You right. Tom Brady did that shit, though.
Tom Brady killed it. That shit was crazy.
But like, listen, it was a debate that came up about like who deserved the most credit. Is it the player or the coach? Like, is it like Tom Brady putting in the work or is it Belichick? Because, you know, they got 5 Super Bowls.
I'm going to give that shit to that coach, man. That's why a lot of niggas don't win. They ain't got no good coaches. That's why the young niggas fucked up. They ain't had no good OG.
They ain't got no good quarterback. You got to have that OG, though.
You got to have that wise head behind you, bro.
You got to have a good quarterback to win. Fuck, you can have a poor ass.
I ain't going to even lie to you, bro. Because this shit ain't about talent no more.
If Mike Tomlin with the Patriots coach, them niggas still have a fucking championship. You know
I ain't going to say
Brady.
That.
Tom Brady.
I ain't going to say that to y'all, bro.
Like Tyrone Lue.
You gonna win because you got LeBron.
You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron, your team.
Check
you gonna
this
win
out, though, y'all.
Majority of the games. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady going to win all them games.
Y'all got to look at this, though. LeBron James had a coach. He wouldn't learn how to hoop to nobody teach
him. Okay, then. Perfect example.
What's up?
MJ Phil Jackson.
I ain't going to lie. Phil Jackson made Michael Jordan.
I don't know about
it. Listen, y'all got to think about this. How many motherfuckers y'all know that real talented and not doing shit?
What?
I'm saying, we ain't talking about Jordan no more, but I'm saying, like, how many people y'all know that got a live-ass talent? You be like, damn, that motherfucker real live cold, but they not doing shit with it.
I'm one of them niggas.
Okay. Want me to tell you why, though? You ain't had no OG.
I'm one of them niggas.
Phil Jackson bring that shit out of Jordan, man. I'm telling y'all, that Jordan was cold as fuck. He would have called this motherfucking basketball player out here. But, man, if he was on another team, I don't think he would have had them rings.
So, right. In that situation, you all would get credit to the coach.
Yeah.
Now, man, I ain't going to lie to you. Like, Jordan was, like,
the best.
Yeah, the best. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to have, like, the best coach. You know
motherfucking
what I'm
right.
Feel, all right. So, what about Phil and, what's the name? Mello. So, right? So, it's like.
He had coach.
But see. Who feels Jazz a coach right now?
Nobody.
Nobody. He retired. But I'm before he retired, who you with?
The Lakers.
No, I'm telling you. Phil Jackson is like the GM of the Knicks, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, president of basketball operations.
He got to say so whether you trade somebody or not based on their contract. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got a big part in that position. Yeah. And a lot of people think, like, yo, Phil Jackson's old and stuck in his way. That's why New York is the way they're doing. New York's supposed to be better than that. You got Porzingis. You got.
I can't say that.
You got Melo.
They ain't got no. I mean, I ain't gonna blame it on Phil.
You decent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you decent.
They
like,
cold as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. New York will be cold, but see, y'all gotta think about this. They start players who.
They playing some whack ass defense.
D Rose, Melo.
They start players who? Melo, right? Y'all gotta think about this.
Porzingis is star player.
Melo attitude is so fucked up. It's all not about really. Attitude. Nah, I'm glad it is.
Melo don't play no defense.
Melo don't want to hoop. Melo wants like, this check. He got this bad ass bitch at home. Melo doing this shit for the money, man. He ain't got that passion no more. Cause if he really wanted that shit, he can get it right now.
And what I don't like is he could have been. I don't like
this. Oh God, he could have been. Melo got a turn up. Look at LeBron. His team good as fuck.
That's what I'm like.
If he don't hoop, they ain't gonna hoop.
That's what I'm like.
Melo, if you ain't gonna hoop, they ain't gonna fucking hoop. Nigga, you the veteran.
Bro, I don't like no studious ass LeBron. LeBron told Charles, he was like, yo, I never disrespected the game. I was like, nigga, disrespect the game so we can have, like, you know what I mean? You good as fuck, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, yo, son, like,
I ain't gonna lie
to
you.
So studious and so lame, you know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody, like, don't nobody like LeBron. But that's my favorite fucking player.
He need to go and chop this shit off.
He really ain't. I ain't gonna even say he my favorite player because LeBron, he cold as fuck, but he ain't even that good. It's just his body structure, and you can't beat him. He athletic as fuck.
He never been hurt.
You can't beat him.
Great ACL.
Y'all got to think he play football.
That nigga ACL, you know what I mean? Is awesome.
Did not tear.
my nigga, really Kyrie, but I fuck with the Cavaliers so hard.
You
wanna
know who my favorite player?
Chris Paul, I bet this who you
playing. Nah. You gonna think I'm tripping?
I would never let Chris Paul drive past me.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Cole, he still open? He retired?
He ain't retired yet. He still going there.
Dirk was killer. He killed that for a long time. He a center too, shooting up.
But listen, though, when it comes to the Patriots and the Falcons, that's where we originally started.
Yeah, we went everywhere. See, me, I go everywhere, bro. What's up with them?
I think that, you know, the Falcons choked. I mean, because it was a lot of mistakes in their game. A lot of errors.
You don't think the Patriots just won?
Why they didn't keep giving it to the old boy that was running that
motherfucker? Yes, that's another reason why they lost.
He was running the fuck out there.
Running the fuck out there.
So you think they won, but you don't think you think Atlanta?
I think the Falcons
got outcoached, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, but in the process, like, shit happened. Like, you got the quarterback falling the ball.
Ain't no shit happened for that, man. Them niggas just got fucking playing out coach because, bro.
But you got
that defensive
eyes.
Coordinator wasn't ready for this shit because that's who got beat.
Think
it wasn't the offense.
The defensive coordinator?
He got his ass fucked nigga up, but that defense wasn't ready.
25 points in a quarter and a half. Like,
that shit is embarrassing.
Shit.
Bruh, fuck a quarter and a half.
Like, dude, you got
7 minutes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he scored 4 touchdowns in 7 minutes.
Bro, that shit was 21-0.
How
like,
you do that?
They won. You know what I'm saying?
Man, your defense failed.
My nigga Red said it was awful.
Nah, when they had 21 points in the second quarter, I was like, yo, they
bro,
won.
Fuck 21. It was 28.
20 pig.
You got 28.
Niggas get off the stick. Oh, man.
I fell asleep, y'all. Y'all don't understand this, man. I fell asleep. They'll beat the fuck out of them.
Bruh, niggas give up the stick, oh man.
Where was 21? It's all with. I fell asleep. I woke up in debt. I woke up in overtime.
Jesse,
what the fuck? Overtime.
I was pissed out too. I lost a little money on the game.
That shit ain't playing, bro.
Jump we got.
All right. Hell yeah. You think Martellus Bennett and Devin McCourty of the Patriots right for saying that they ain't going to the White House? You know, because you
basically,
was the Super Bowl champion.
Black Lives Movement?
What the fuck?
I mean, bro. I don't blame him, though.
Would you go to the White House under this administration after winning the championship?
Not right now. Because, I mean, I ain't going to lie, man. That Trump shit ain't right. Right.
It's some fugazi about it.
He racist.
Bruh, you know what I'm going to tell you something about? He's so stupid. I think he's going to make a way. He ain't, not on purpose, but it's going to be something that benefits me.
Me too.
You
know,
I feel it. I feel like
that's the only reason. Only reason why I ain't tripping. Cause I just trying to see.
He be like, you bad Muslims. I'll be like, you are like. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, since you've been younger, they'd be like, yo, the president don't control shit. They'd be like, the president don't control. Like, they tell you that shit
for them.
Beginning. You know what I'm saying? He assigned some
but
orders.
But listen, though, bro. Y'all got to see. I sleep on this. He got the whole administration backing him. So whatever he want to do is going to pop. The whole office is Republican.
But
all the way around.
The whole house. But so what he said, so right now is he bun a Muslim, right?
Yeah. That's fuck nigga
shit. The judge ruled. You know what I'm saying? The Constitution, you know what I'm saying?
It's gonna happen.
I mean, nah, they denied it, so they can fly here now.
Now?
Yeah.
But see, what I mean, they need to do,
at first,
we can't go against that grain.
But see, this is why we need people who intelligent enough to be like, so America is built on the Constitution, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we go by.
Yeah.
So when the president be like, yo, we going against it, be like, no, I'm the judge of the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we ain't gonna fuck with this.
No, you can't fuck up the Constitution. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not gonna happen. You cannot ban, under these pretenses, you cannot ban, you know, these people to come to the White House. You know what I mean? Come to America. And that's what the judge did. And I'm just like, yo, he going to do something to help us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what y'all think?
He didn't know that he didn't have the power to ban Muslims. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be like, do you or and you?
Well, see what? You know how I know we fucked up? Yeah. That's what our president worry about.
Yeah.
Why are you even about dying? Nigga,
it's
we,
hot as hell. It's February.
He need to come
it's
to Jackson.
Hey, that's some real shit, though.
He need to come to Jackson. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Bro, it's February. It's hot as hell outside. Yeah. Nigga don't know what it was.
Fuck that. So New Orleans probably gone again.
Real shit, man.
You talking about some fucking mud.
I can say shout out.
But I don't care who, like, the motherfucker who cares, the motherfucker who blew up 9/11. No motherfucker come down here and blow up.
The world been fucked up since he left. You feel me?
Who?
Bush. We been fucked up since then, bro. You know what I'm saying? And everybody against Obama, man. I fuck with that man, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't nobody kill him?
None of that shit. And he did a lot of shit for us. Because, like,
go to war.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Not going to shit. They going to war.
We missed that cycle. I think,
bro, I'm Muhammad Ali.
When you're 25.
He's 26.
God damn.
Yeah. I mean, they ain't going to draft you if you let you 18
to 26. I ain't fucking with that shit, though, man. Cause if we go to war, though, on some real nigga shit.
But did you know that, like, when you, did you go to college?
Yeah.
You have, like, if we.
I ain't going to lie, bro. I didn't listen.
I signed up for
that time. Yeah, in a point between that time, we would have went to World War III. Like, your black ass.
World War III ain't big enough for that. World War III is, look here, we understand, we the capital, we the.
Y'all sleep on this.
Everything.
We ain't going to be into just one country, nigga. We going to be into probably everybody. They probably going to jump us. They probably going to jump us.
What is you saying?
Hey, shit real.
Well, you talking about what everybody just turn on America.
That's what I'm thinking finna happen because of him.
Jesse, whose side you on?
America or the world?
Dolph. Oh. I'm on Dolph's side.
Stop. Really?
I got to be.
Oh, Jesse going to say Gotti.
Now listen.
Ho Gotti.
Really?
I got the realest shit in the world.
Bro,
I ain't gonna lie.
Bro,
I've been studying.
Did you hear the shit?
I heard it.
Okay. So, continue.
Would it make you mad if I told you all that shit was facts?
I mean, nah.
It is.
All this shit facts.
All this shit facts, bro. Memphis talking about that shit.
Yeah.
Dog. I mean, God, it can't be in Memphis. They don't fuck with him.
Stop.
This shit real. He was beefing with a dyke.
That's what he said.
When he was like, y'all remember he made that song? He was like, don't let Project Pat and Dude Zay get your ass wet. He was talking about a dyke.
Stop.
He was into it with a bitch. He took her swag.
Oh, he's the whole dyke swag?
He took
the
dyke swag.
Okay.
Look that. Go to Memphis, man.
Okay,
I got Memphis
so
popping.
You just going to just do this to Gotti is not relevant.
Nah, because I ain't going to lie. All the real niggas that's supposed to be internet famous real niggas is getting exposed. Waka Faka going stupid hard at Gucci right now. Mm-hmm. Go
Why?
Look that shit up.
What's going on?
They talking about Gucci can't even come in zone 6 right now.
See, I mean, Red was talking about this shit. That's a level up.
But see, y'all got to think about this, though, bro. Walker trying to say shit, he Gucci power.
Yeah.
All these niggas getting into it with their shooters. You feel me? Dolph on some shit like, bro, I realize I put your broke-ass, bro, I put food on your table.
You gonna hold.
You know what I'm saying?
Call your big sister.
You know what I'm talking about? And that shit facts, though.
But hold on. Gotti been out.
Gotti been out, but see, y'all got to think about this, though,
bro. OG, like.
Gotti old as fuck, but shit. Why Memphis don't fuck with you?
ain't no Memphis ain't fuck with him. I didn't
go down there. Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be real with y'all. We ain't gotta argue about it. When y'all go to Memphis,
my shirt off. Ain't that nigga gonna touch
me? He was talking about a dyke though.
He was like, nigga, like
when y'all go to Memphis, all y'all gotta do when y'all go to Memphis, just ask somebody about that.
Got it.
Y'all go to Memphis, just be like, what's up with that nigga got it? They gonna be like, man, they fuck, nigga. No.
I don't wanna get beat up or nothing.
Nah, you ain't gonna get beat up. Hey, nigga, got that ex, though. I'm from real
shit. So they don't down fuck with Youngster.
See, I ain't gonna lie. They fuck with Youngster because, see, Youngster the real nigga.
Money bag.
They don't fuck with him no more because they say Money Bag was fucking with Dolph before he started fucking with him. Look, I got it, did him. Got it, did him wrong.
I ain't heard of him in a minute.
He cut him out. He don't fuck with all the real nigga. What's a nigga? I hit real nigga. All them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got to look this shit up. That's why I got it. See, that's why Dolph was like, bro, I've been waiting this for this shit for 5 years. He's been holding this shit in. You feel me? Hey, all right?
But you can't get mad at Gatti, though. He signed with Roc Nation.
But see, you selling your soul. You selling your soul.
Leveling up.
You selling your soul. Shit.
So, though, you qualify that as selling your
but
soul.
But see, think about this, though. All right. Every real nigga finna bring their team with him. Gotti just gone. He just left goddamn Youngster Money Bag. Shit, they supposed to be holding down CMG. So then now they gotta hold up your fake air reputation. You gone. You with Jay-Z and them now. You know what I'm saying? All they got is the shit you gave them. You feel me?
So shit, that's what's really going on with that. Like,
Gotti fucked up.
CMG is Black Youngster and Money Bag.
Probably not, because you got to think about this, man. Gotti is on another level now, bro. He got some real money now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he ain't finna be in the trap like
shit,
that no
I ain't
more.
Gonna lie, though, bro. I feel you. But at the end of the day, driving in that $500,000 car up to that $4 million mansion.
It feel good. On God, it feel good. But now think about this. Where your team gonna be at?
Shit.
Where they gonna be driving to? Are they gonna be driving to your house?
Shit. What would they be doing in that situation for you?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be real. If I'm a plug, I'm gonna stay being a plug, man. I'm not finna go fuck with no other nigga if I got it. I'm gonna keep building my own shit. I stand behind this shit.
Yeah.
I'm CMG. I'm finna stay CMG. I'm not finna go fuck with you for what? If I could build my shit to get to your shit.
I just hate the way Young Dog rap.
I hate that shit too, but see, y'all gotta think about this. All the different shit with it, man. Dog got his own way right now.
Yeah.
But Memphis fuck with Dog more than they fuck with Gotti.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I don't know why.
You heard this song. I be in North Memphis more than you do. Niggas,
huh?
You fuck with Gotti because Gotti make more money.
No, I fuck with Gotti.
It goes down in the deal.
What's it?
I mean, I
can't. Nigga, that what's up. Kanye got it, that what's up.
Pop your collar,
Kanye. Then you holla them. That shit. What the hell, Slim?
That was the real nigga. But see, now hold up. That's how I can tell you. You wasn't listening to Gotti back then because all that shit back then. That's what made me believe Gotti was real. That's why I couldn't believe he went and signed that deal like that, bro. Cause he gave up on his shit. I'm not giving up on my shit.
That nigga 40, man. Let that man go and get a check. Hey, Master P ain't doing
I ain't
shit
mad.
No more.
See, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I just seen some shit today. Master P was the first. That nigga played basketball. That nigga did so much shit. He the real Black History Month.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. They sleep on Pete. He still rich as fuck, old as fuck. Oh, bitch sued him, wife left him. He gave him 300
million. NIDC college.
Y'all sleep. Y'all sleep. That's the real Black History Month, bro.
I'm a manager at Saving Life. Man, get your ass.
I mean, but that's what it is, bro. We on an hour and 3 minutes.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you having. Oh, I don't even do that. What, Red?
We appreciate you being on the show, Jesse.
This shit lit. This shit lit.
Hey, we been talking shit.
Too much shit. We ain't even finished the show, y'all. He got a whole about 10 more questions for that. We ain't even make it.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes it just be like intriguing. You just run over. Yeah. But you got some IG names, Jesse, you want to go and drop out there,
real
bro?
Talk, only thing y'all can really just follow, like, I just give a damn about. Goddamn Star Cuts at Team No Pressure. My nigga Jordan Red. What's your IG?
Jordan Red _.
Remember that? And what's your IG, bro?
Jamar Fresh. JAHMAR Fresh.
Listen, go fuck with my people. Straight up, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate you stopping through this motherfucker, man. We did a lot of, like, a lot of talking. Hey, but see, that's what it is. Like, we trying to get, you know what I'm saying, like, more of content.
Yeah. Substance. That's what this shit about. That's what everybody lack.
Yeah.
Substance.
Yeah. But I appreciate you stopping too, Jesse. Like always, your boy J Red.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh.
Yeah.